This is a Two Fat Guys Talk quickie. I am not Dave.
And I'm not Carlos.
Yes, we just came back from Mad Max Fury Road. I am very upset at this movie, because I hate women. And this movie was supposed to be a herder action fest for my male sensibilities and to pander to my fragile ass ego. So I'm gonna cry myself to sleep holding a body pillow of Paul Elam and posting about it on every MRA message board that I can find.
AKA, we loved it because it had none of that.
It was so good. It was so good. Dave, tell the people why the movie was so good.
I really did not expect much from this movie. At least before I started reading about the MRA types whining about how it was, you know, pro-feminism and pro-women and everything else. And
how terrible, by the way.
Exactly.
Horrible. How dare a movie be
so,
that?
So that brought it from, I don't know if I'll go watch this movie, too. Okay, now I gotta see what's pissing them off, because this is gonna be good.
In fairness to your initial judgment, because I had the same initial judgment, the trailer sucked.
Okay.
I remember seeing the trailer and going, eh.
Well, and that's just it, is the trailers really didn't show much more than a bunch of the action scenes. They didn't give really anything to it.
And in fairness, what could the trailer have shown to make me go, oh my, this seems like a very thoughtful action movie with anti-patriarchal messages? What could the trailer have possibly done to convey that?
And I'm not even sure. At the top of a man pyramid.
Who's her?
Of bodies.
Who's her? There's several. I know what you mean. I just want to see if you remember her name.
The was it Inquisitioner? No, it was,
she was an inquisitor, or something, however they pronounce it.
That was her, like, her rank.
Like,
the second in command.
It wasn't quite inquisitor, but what was her name? It was such an iconic name. A lot of characters aren't mentioned by name in this film, and then you look at the credits, and it's like, these have the Immortus Joe, Solo, like, the Crazy Dreamer, really cool names, like the Seed Bearer. Her name was Furiosa.
Such a good performance from her.
Charlize Theron is,
I mean, she did this role amazingly, and
you give her a good script and Charlize Theron will give you good greatness.
And on top of that, the women who she was trying to save, what a good
All great actors.
What a
all
great
amazing actors.
Job from all of them, because they played all the right roles.
I like
throughout
how
the movie. It was just, it was stellar. I mean, Max said what, 10 lines throughout the whole movie,
and we still got a ton into him. How cool was it that every character, every woman, every man, every war boy, had their own little quirk? Like, they all felt different.
Yes, they weren't just generic bad guy number one.
So there are people that piss and moan that, oh, shows and movies, they gotta take 8 years to establish a character. This film establishes character in seconds. Through action.
Yeah, I mean, what dialogue was there was done so well. I mean, it was minimalistic.
Mm-hmm.
Our main bad guy's speech.
Immortus Joe, I don't blame you for not knowing they said it like once.
Yeah. I was just going to call him Skullface.
Skullface.
Or Metalface.
In the credits, he was like Immortus Joe or Immortum Joe.
Yeah.
But they kept calling him the Immortal. So it's something Joe.
Anyway, Joe. Joe. We'll go with now. I'm not going to call him Immortus. No fucking. And actually, Metalface could have stood in for Max for half this film as well, let's see.
Perhaps.
Joe had one good, and by good I mean not evil, moment.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess?
Was it Was it when he tried to inspire Nux and failed at it?
No.
What was the good moment? What was the moment of genuine niceness?
Well, the one moment that showed that he actually cared somewhat about these women.
Yeah, you're going to have to fill me in.
When he wiped out his own vehicle to try and avoid running over the girl.
Yeah, but I think...
It may be that he just cared about the kid, but they also established through the couple lines of dialogue that had happened before that she was his number one of the group.
Yeah, but...
And he actually truly, even from his actions on screen and his emotions, he showed he did care.
Sure, fine. But
he's still a monster.
Yeah, that doesn't add up to a lick of shit, because he still saw her as property. Yeah, he totally cared. He didn't care enough to let her go. So, I mean...
I think that
kind of cancels out
that
any...
That was the only moment that he had a shred of humanity.
I really don't think Joe had any kind of redeeming quality, and I think that's kind of the point. He was the stand-in for patriarchy, which is why I really like this movie, because I hate patriarchy so much, and he was the stand-in for it. He was the perfect kind of symbol for our oppressive, white, very white in this case, male-dominated paradigm, right? That's what he was. He cares insofar that he thinks he's owed something by people that he thinks he is doing a good job protecting. And he is too blind and too lacking in self-reflection to see that, no, he is a monster. That is something that not all the war boys, that was not a flaw all the war boys had, like Nux, who may have been my favorite character in the movie. Nux, when torn away from this fucking patriarchal, masochistic piece of shit world and nurtured by women, he became far greater. He was redeemed. It's like Zuko's story, but it didn't take 2.5 seasons to happen. And that's why I like this movie. That's why I seriously hope that any MRA types or any gamer gators who are really upset about it send me their tears so I can bathe in them. Because this film is unapologetically saying, this is how the world is, man. This is how the world is. This is how we view women as objects. Who destroyed the world? They never said men, but they totally said men. Because that is, in that scenario, of course men did it, right? Like, and they were so willing to just show, look how terrible your stupid rah-rah bro-tastic broing it is. This is what it caused. This is what men do, unless they embrace something different. And I really like that Nux and Max were healed from this. Nux from his obsessive desire to defend that system, and Max from simply his desire to survive because he felt he had nothing else. They were healed by this, by women, and I like that. Badass old women in this movie! Holy shit, like, if at the end of Hot Fuzz, if Simon Pegg's character tried to dropkick one of these women, he might die.
They'd drop him.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, you got another one in ya, Peg? And you'd be like, who the fuck is Peg?
Yeah, no, the, motorcycle grannies were fucking awesome. Though there was a couple young ones there, but I like the fact that the dream that she was chasing to go back home didn't actually exist anymore.
I think we all saw that coming.
Oh,
I think we all saw that the moment they showed green at the Citadel and the moment she kept talking about the green, that they weren't going to find it. It was going to be gone. And so at some point, they're coming back and taking the Citadel.
I totally thought it was going to be destroyed. Mm-hmm. But I like the fact that it wasn't destroyed through an attack or through stupidity, but the land actually went bad. The fact that they went through that area there was just awesome.
That's another thing that this movie touches on that happens in the real world. Desertification is a real thing that's happening, right?
Yep.
And you don't take care of the land, you don't take care of the environment, and Mother Gaia will reclaim it for herself and leave us to die. So, I mean, I like that too. Even though, it was predictable. She wasn't going to find it. Totally predictable. They're going to come back and take the fucking Citadel. Of course that's going to happen. But that's okay. That can be predictable. It's not the end result that mattered here. It was the journey that mattered. And this was a good journey. It showed us positive female characters. It showed us positive male characters. It showed us characters with personality. It's great as a study on filmmaking and script writing. Anytime we're watching something and they take 5 years to try to establish one character trait, I'm going to point out Mad Max Fury Road often did this in minutes or seconds. Usually seconds. They establish everything about a character. No Madoka brushing her teeth in this one. It's just a great movie all around.
Yeah, and I hope it does well enough to get a sequel.
Yep, there was nothing during or after the credits. You checked while we were in the theater, and then we left because we had to watch it in 3D. Wish more movies had more non-3D showings. It wasn't bad as a 3D film, although the definite highlight was the guitar. No, it wasn't worth it. But that guitar moment, that was a cool scene regardless of 3D. That guy, tireless, you said his name was Solo? I don't know what his name was.
Well,
worker.
I just joked that he had to have been called Solo because he was the solo guitarist at the entire freaking movie.
I love how the War Boys have a designated metal bard. And this guy was tireless. He's like, oh, fuck, we're driving this way? All right, this calls for a drive-knees tune. Beow, 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 beow,
beow. With
a flamethrower attached at the end. This movie was metal as shit. On top of being a great action film, on top of being a thoughtful action film, on top of being a great metaphor for our current society, on top of being anti-patriarchal and pro-feminist as shit, this movie somehow manages to be all of those things and metal as shit. Metal as all fucking hell.
Yep.
Like, this is a wonderful film, man. This is a wonderful film. And absurd. Batshit crazy. It wasn't non-stop action, but they gave you only enough time you needed to breathe. And then right back into it.
And that's just as you had a moment to breathe, and then more, I'd normally say more absurdity, but it was, love the practical effects in this. There was very little green screen.
Yeah.
And that, these days, that shows a lot of caring.
For sure.
In your materials, if you're actually willing to go to the point of using practical effects. How weird is it that we've gone full circle on that?
A little bit. You know where else we've gone full circle? Finally. Remember how in Age of Ultron, despite being pretty heavily green screened itself, remember how it didn't have too much shaky cam?
Yeah.
It was easy to follow. This movie did not overdo it either. I felt a lot of the action in this movie was fairly easy to follow, and not just because I was growing accustomed. I was watching for camera shake, and it wasn't too prevalent.
Well,
we're finally starting to realize this was stupid to begin with, and we shouldn't have done it.
And a lot of the shake came from it shaking from explosions, with the character being at the forefront.
Sure, which is arguable.
I don't mind that.
No, the camera needs to shake sometimes.
Yeah.
Just not all the time when Katniss is walking up a hill. Hunger Games.
Yeah, Michael Bayism.
Yeah, the Hunger Games are really bad for that. Katniss, the camera should not be shaking when Katniss is freaking going up a hill. I'm sorry. When she's walking and stalking her non-lethal, animal prey at the beginning of the movie, the camera should not be shaking like it's having a fucking seizure.
You know what's funny?
Hmm.
I never noticed that in Hunger Games.
Yeah, it was like the first thing I noticed. Are we shaking it already?
I've climatized so well the shaky cam, it takes a Michael Bay movie for me to see it.
You didn't notice that it wasn't too prevalent here, though.
I noticed it during the explosions, but it was like...
So it's kind of like just there, it's like me and the extreme heat, you just understand its presence.
I expect shaky cam so much now in movies that I just look past it. It's more when it isn't prevalent that it's like, huh.
And isn't it so much better?
It is.
Let's, Hollywood, good work. Let's keep this up. Apparently this movie's not doing as well domestically as they wanted, but is doing really well internationally.
Which, these days, is almost what matters.
It's almost entirely what matters. It's like, don't make a movie where you badmouth David Hasselhoff, because you're going to lose the German audience. Why is David Hasselhoff so popular in Germany?
He brought them Baywatch? I don't know.
His music CDs are popular there. Did you know David Hasselhoff has music CDs?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm only mentioning that because we talked about Who Destroyed the World. I'm pretty sure it was men and their shitty music CDs. Oh my god, this is a good movie. This was such a good movie on a lot of levels. Yeah, wow. Like I'm about to say something audacious, I shouldn't be, but while Age of Ultron was impressive enough, I think this was the better movie. I think this was the better film. I think this was the more feminist film as well, especially given more and what I'm learning more and more about Joss Whedon and his not-so-feminist feminism. Not that a movie has to be feminist specifically, but I mean, given how many patriarchal movies and TV shows and whatnot we consume even, not just here, but from everywhere on Earth, Japan, it's so good to see something pro-feminist and still appeal to all the things I want to see out of a good action flick. So Fury Road, man, yeah, very impressed with this. If you were going to give it a score out of 3 pi,
what would you give it?
You're kiboshing my attempts to bring back the 3 pi system.
I am.
I suppose.
We cut the pie, we threw the rest out, it's not coming back.
Well then,
we're not digging it out of the trash can.
Then can we at least do some kind of, what kind of system could we replace with pi?
Nothing.
Could we do some kind of system where we rank it out of some sort
of... How about out of...
I know, out of 100, this movie is good stuff.
Out of... 100 flame-throwing guitars. I give this napalm.
Yes, good work. Folks, we actually think we're funny. This is the scary part about us. We think we're amusing. Listen to us, we're not. What are we even doing?
And our tens of followers will agree.
Folks, is that all?
That's all I got.
Folks, thank you so much for listening. TwoFatGuysTalk.com is where you can find more of this. We have a podcast, Two Fat Guys Talk. We have another movie quickie for Godzilla, which was surprisingly not horrible as well. That seems to be the trigger for one of these, a movie that we weren't expecting much of and then delivers. Yeah. And we have the Carlos and Dave Anime Rave, which is where Dave puts me through anime and I suffer. I suffer, not well, but I suffer regardless. Goodbye.